Soon, about 1 million part pensioners and some other people who rely on government payments will get a boost in their bank accounts due to the government's decision to cut the deeming rate. It comes off the back of tax cuts for workers, but there is still one group missing out, and advocates say it's time for the government to do the right thing. Political reporter Stephanie Boris.
Nearly 1 million Australians, most of them pensioners, will be getting more money from September after the government announced it's cutting deeming rates, which calculate how much a person earns on their financial assets and helps determine their pension payment.
The government's reduction of the two deeming rates is a fair decision in terms of the complexities of balancing different considerations.
Ian Yates is the Chief Executive of Council on the Ageing. While he's welcoming the cut that will put an extra $800 in the pockets of singles each year, he now wants the government to help the unemployed.
The new start is very much in our sights and has been for a long time.
Council on the Ageing is one of dozens of organisations calling on the government to lift the new start allowance by $75 a week. The federal government says it's not changing the rate, arguing most people are only on the payment for 12 months and they receive other support.
I think just blanket saying no on the basis that it's a short-term benefit is flying in the face of reality when people over the age of 50 and particularly over the age of 60 are regularly staying on it for many years.
A single person on Newstart receives up to $555 a fortnight. Nikki Hutley is a partner at Deloitte Access Economics.
Their standard of living relative to others has declined by some 40% over the last 25 years because they are indexed to the CPI, not to wages. So even relative to pensioners, they are far worse off.
Labor MP Chris Hayes says change is needed.
My electorate is certainly not rich. People in my community are doing it tough.
As the member for Fowler in Sydney's West, he's all too aware of the challenges facing many Australians.
We are seeing the rise of poverty in our nation, in a first world nation such as Australia, which is something we should be shameful for all of us.
At the federal election, Labor promised a review into the new start allowance, but didn't commit to increasing it. Chris Hayes says the party should have done more.
Most of us understood the level of new start was inadequate prior to the last election. I don't need a review to tell me that now. It probably would have been better for us to actually have moved and made a decision earlier as opposed to putting it off. This is not about winning votes. I think this is just a matter of doing the right thing for people in need.
So now the fight to increase the unemployment payment has been left to charities, welfare advocates, even business groups are backing a rise. And while the government doesn't look like it's budging, Nikki Hutley says they might have to change their position.
But if the economy slows, we're looking at GDP growth of just 1.4% in annual terms when the next number comes out shortly, there might be a bit of pressure then to add a bit more stimulus to the economy. And raising Newstart has the dual benefit of helping those most in need while actually creating jobs and growth in those areas that suffer most disadvantage.
And that's Nikki Hutley from Deloitte Access Economics, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.